Welcome to our prayer topic for families on this Wednesday, November 1st. Our topic today is arguments and conflicts, biblical approach. It's not about winning. Lord, we thank you for your word in James that we will be using to help us pray for arguments and families to resolve them, to not look at this as a competition. We thank you that your word in James 4, 1 through 3, gives us a biblical approach, a way, a roadmap on how to manage arguments. What's causing the quarrels and fights among you, James says, don't they come from the evil desires at war within us? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. So Father, we lift up families. We pray that they are able to discover the root. Why are they fighting? What is causing this conflict? To actually spend some time getting to the root of the issue. Not putting out fires, but actually trying to sever the root of the problem so that that bad fruit does not grow and fights and quarrels will go with it. You say in your word, God, that they come from desires within. Often it's because of disordered desires. Help us to examine our motives when we're in arguments. Help the family members to understand that they don't have to want what someone else has, more time, more money, more energy, more whatever, but to be okay and content with what they have. Help them to understand sometimes people aren't going to be seeing things their way, and help them to seek you and the Holy Spirit through grace. Grace, that unmerited favor, giving each other a time to breathe and to really identify what is it that they really need versus what they really want. We pray that people would start by praying, or at least end by praying in an argument or in a conflict. In other words, starting and ending it with Jesus at the center of it all, so that they would think twice before what they say, how they say it, and when they're saying it. We pray, God, that they would also look to your grace, and that they would look for something that they can thank each other for. What are they happy with? What are they accepting of that other person? By taking on an attitude of humility, like it says in Philippians 4:4, not looking to our own interests, but to the interests of others. Instead of what I want or what you want, to ultimately go to what, God, you want. We pray, God, that they would have an atmosphere of thanksgiving, and that there would be peace in the home, because we know most conflict comes from pride or selfishness. So we pray for humility and an unselfish, loving attitudes among family members. May they look at the articles that we provided to help with it, from some really neat things, and to review James chapter 4, Philippians 4:4, and also Ephesians 4 as well. We thank you, Lord, that you can help us resolve conflicts at home and reconcile, because you taught us how in the way that you lived when you were here on earth. In Jesus' name.